Joining us now on the Lely Radio Sports page, we have Caden Marshall. He is a sophomore on the Newton Boys tennis team. And Caden, thanks for spending time with us. You guys got first meet under your belt. That's always nice to get that first one in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, the first meet of the year, it's a lot of fun. I mean, get back into it, you know.
Now you have a little bit of a layoff, too. I think you got about a week.
Another week. And then after that week, it kind of picks up a little more and a lot more meets after that.
Talk a little bit. You're a sophomore, as I mentioned, and you played some last year. And what's the difference, you think, from when your freshman year to this year? Just a little more comfortable going to be out there on the court?
Yeah, definitely a little bit more comfortable. I think a lot more people sort of know about me now, so that's good. And, yeah.
Yeah, you move up to the number one single spot, so that's a little pressure there, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of pressure, but I'm also proud of that. I've worked a lot for that spot, so I'm glad that I can be here right now at the one spot.
A lot of off-season work goes into that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
How long have you been playing tennis?
I started sometime in seventh grade, so it's probably been about 3 years consistently playing now or so.
Do you try and do it all year round? I mean, sometimes it's hard to find indoor places.
I try my best to find indoor courts, and also my dad can help me find ways to play in the off season too, since he's a coach and he has all kinds of connections and stuff. So yeah,
that always helps when your dad's a coach too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's great.
So what do you want to improve on the most this year?
This year I want to improve on my consistency, sort of in my ground strokes, and especially my backhand. I need to work on my backhand a lot, kind of place that more into the court.
Okay. So, yeah. What's your strength then this year?
My strength is my forehand shot. When I can get that right, it's a really good shot. And also, another strength I'd say is singles. I'm more of a singles player than doubles player.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really try hard at that.
Is that, for a person who doesn't play tennis, is that a big adjustment to go from singles to doubles?
Not a whole lot. I would say doubles is an easier game than singles usually. So, yeah, if you're starting off tennis, I would probably go for doubles.
Don't have as much court to cover, do you?
Yeah.
Each individual person.
Yep, that's right.
Just have to make sure you don't run into the other guy on the court with you.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. We have Caden Marshall. He is on the Newton Boys tennis team. Does it bother you that you aren't going to have any home meets this year?
Yeah, it does, because the courts, the Aurora Heights courts that are being worked on right now, those were supposed to be done a little while ago, and those didn't get done on time, so we're just going to have to deal with it. It'll be okay. It's a little bit of an adjustment, but we'll make it work with all the way meets this year.
People will drive by there and say, well, you know, the courts are out there. You know, why can't they put nets on and play? But the court surface needs a while to cure and stuff. So
that's right.
Why not gonna have any courts. But it'll be a nice facility once it's
built
up. You know, now you've had a split junior varsity and varsity between the two courts there and Maytag. Now you're just here. And I believe also you'll have areas for spectators to kind of walk between the courts, too. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, on the old courts, we didn't really have as much of that. So I like to see that we can get some more area for spectators in here.
And big tournaments. You probably bring in, you know, bigger tournaments than we've had in the past as well.
Yeah, we can start hosting stuff more. That'll be good.
As far as your tennis goals for the future, your number one is as a sophomore, I would think maybe you want to play in college, right?
Yeah, most likely in college, And some of my goals I have right now for high school, I'd like to qualify for state with my partner, my doubles partner, Ethan Fries.
Okay.
And then my junior and senior year, I'd like to go for state singles. And then, probably play in college, too.
Now, last year, there was a senior, did pretty good, Ethan Voltman. Did he give you any pointers and stuff? Did you learn anything watching him or anything?
I did, yeah. I mean, he helped me learn a lot. I've played with him a lot, too, so that helps. He's a nice guy. So, yeah, I like playing with him, and he's always giving people tips. So that's good, yeah.
Well, now you can start doing that here as you move up the ladder in your high school career as well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Pass that knowledge along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you want people to know about you and this tennis team that you got here this season?
I don't know. I would say we're just always trying to improve, always really trying our hardest. Not much to add there.
Okay, that's fine. All right, well, best of luck this season, and look forward to following you guys and the team.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's Caden Marshall, a sophomore on the Newton Boys tennis team, joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page.